This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1938. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 10th, Albania, Australia, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Cuba, Germany, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North, Kuwait, Mongolia, Newfoundland, New Zealand, North America, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Somalia, UK, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. July 7th at 0240, I was surprised to hear Radio Tirana via WRMI on 9395. The relay of Albania is supposed to be during the previous half hour, 0200 until 0230, so I'm not yet sure if there's been a permanent change. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports on the low-power Australian on 5055, 4KZ in Queensland. Both on July 5th and July 7th, it cut off the air abruptly at 11:51 UT, so he suspects it's now on a timer set to that exact hour. And he says about the other station, Aussie Radio, Rob Shepherd in Australia told him July 4th that it was currently off the air with technical difficulties. So another chance to check for Sikkim, AIR Gangtok. But on July 5th, that was blocked on 4835 from 1155 by strong over-the-horizon radar. On his shortwave sites, Yahoo Group in Australia says there's a glimmer of hope about Radio Australia on shortwave. It's been confirmed that the commercial real estate company, CBRE, withdrew from sale the Broadcast Australia property at Shepparton, Victoria, some months ago. That is the Radio Australia shortwave transmitter site. And he says the following is a rumor. When the Radio Australia shortwave transmitters were turned off, the water that cools the transmitter was not drained and allowed to sit within the cooling pipes. And subsequently, it has been mentioned that the pipes have rusted and the transmitters may not be usable without significant investment of replacement parts if available, and the time and labor or new transmitters may now be required if service is to be restored. But Dave Porter, formerly of Wolverton, UK, who knows transmitters well, says this may not be a problem since steel pipes are not employed and there would not be rust. Ron Howard reports, very good propagation on July 5th from NBC Bougainville, 3325, known in Pidgin as Maus Blong Sankamup. That means when the sun is coming up. He monitored it all the way from 0941 until it cut off at 1207 UT. There was news in English at first at 941 to 959. NBC National News followed from the top of the hour, more or less. Regional news in English at 1010 to 1020. Then quite a bit of Pidgin. And more news in English at 1159. There was very little interference from Voice of Indonesia on the same frequency. July 6th was a second day of well above average reception from Bougainville, but some interference from Indonesia, while on July 7th, they were about equal levels, not worth listening to. Carlos Gonçalves of Lisbon, Portugal, has an impressive DX setup on the southwest coast of Portugal, which he frequently visits, including a four-loop K9AY antenna, and six different beverages aimed at different directions, and they are reversible. And he pulls in a lot of, especially Latin American DX, on medium wave, including these, which might be possible in North America if someone has such an excellent receiving setup. They are split frequencies on the X-band of non-directional beacons off the coast of Brazil, but I've yet to see anyone report them from over here. Heard both of these July 2nd around 22 UT on 1645 kHz MLZ, which is at the Merluza oil rig in the Santos Basin with continuous telegraphy IDs, and on 1654
The ID has five letters, S-A-N-T-O, from another oil rig in the Santos Basin. That one was a bit weaker than the first one. Radio Nacional da Amazonia, Brazil, is way out of whack again. Its normal AM signal on 11780 has disappeared. Instead, I've been hearing it in a more or less FM mode at approximately 11727 and 11699 kilohertz, both in the afternoon, evenings, and in the mornings. First noted July 6th at 2009 UT. Definite ID at 2029. Also July 7th at 1342. And at 2037. July 8th at 1317 and so forth. Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil says, yes, unfortunately, they have technical problems again, filling the band with spurious signals since July 5th. But I've only heard spurs on these two frequencies. We already have two Asian stations on 6035, often monitored by Ron Howard, Bhutan, BS, and the relay of FM 99 from Yunnan, China. Now there's another problem. Ron has been hearing jamming on 6035 since June 28th, sometimes causing considerable interference, a powerful pulse jammer. There is really no explanation for it, but it seems to be of the North Korean kind. We're talking about the morning hours around 12 to 1330 UT. 11760 from Radio Havana, Cuba is supposed to take a break for a siesta between 18 and 21 UT, but sometimes they leave it on, carrying a variety of languages, including English at 19 UT, French at 2000. I was hearing that on July 6th, in addition to where it's supposed to be, 15140. I reported before that one Radio Havana Cuba transmitter was way off frequency for the 11 to 13 Spanish broadcast. I heard it at least three different times, 6099.238. However, 6100 nominal is also in use for English at 05 to 07, and on those same dates it was not off frequency. That is, not until July 8th at 06 UT, when I found it down on 6099.236. In the DX India group, Joe Jacobs says there's an extended schedule for cricket commentary by All India Radio, running commentary alternately in English and Hindi of matches between India and England. This will cause many stations to stay on the air later than usual, providing listeners interesting reception opportunities, not only medium wave and FM, but also short wave. Here are the dates and the nominal end of the match, but they'll stay on the air until it's really over. Thursday, July 12th until 1930, Saturday, July 14th until 1800, and Tuesday, July 17th until 1930 UT. The shortwave frequencies to look out for are these 50 kilowatt units, 4810 Bhopal, 4910 Jaipur, 5010 Tiruvananthapuram, and 5040 Jaipur. Alan Rowe of England keeps track of what All India Radio is doing with faithfully yours mailbag scheduling, even when he's holidaying in Romania. He noted this on Monday, July 9th. It was aired at the following times, 14:35, 19:30, 22:15, and UT Tuesday at midnight 15, but it was not during the one-hour broadcast at 10 UT, where it apparently has been canceled. He says airings of the program during the other slots remains flexible, and can start up to 10 or 15 minutes earlier or later. And it's normally fortnightly, so the next date would be July 23rd. Ron Howard on the California coast is one of few listeners, no doubt, able to actually enjoy hearing the voice of Indonesia on its substitute frequency 3325 from RRI Palangkaraya. On July 6th, he was hearing them well for the English broadcast at 13 UT, since co-channel Bougainville was off the air by then. They were still announcing the long-abandoned frequency 9525. It began with news about the Argentine ambassador to Indonesia and launching a broadcast program exchange with RRI. He said radio is one medium that is relied upon by the people of Argentina in obtaining information. Radio programs spread in Argentina. Everyone listens to radio in the car, working, or you hear people's comments. Four countries have signed cooperation agreements with RRI regarding sharing of information and programs, namely Russia, Thailand, Brunei, and Malaysia. And that was followed by today's commentary, and at 13:14, Today in History, the Declaration of Independence of the Comoro Islands off the coast of Africa. The Hong Kong Kai Tak Airport was closed in 1998. And in 2007, the IOC approved creation of a youth version of the Olympic Games. He says, very enjoyable to again hear the voice of Indonesia in English with decent reception. Tomoaki Wagai and Takahito Akabayashi, both in Japan. Forward news from the website of Radio Nikkei, the private shortwave broadcaster, that they'll reduce their frequencies from October 1st. For the stability and effectiveness of the management, they say diffusion of internet listening by PCs or portable phones is another reason for the reduction. The bottom line is that they are dropping 9595 kilohertz. It'll be out of service but preserved for emergency use. Also, 9760 for the other program will be discontinued, as well as 3925 from the Nagara site. Still in use on 3925 will be the lower-powered 10-kilowatt site, Nemuro. The exact hours are already set forth for the schedule effective October 1st. 6055 and 3925 will still be on for the first program. 6115 and 3945 for the second program. Well, they've certainly given us plenty of notice. If you were shortwave listening from 1991 to 1994, you may remember hearing Shoko Asahara with his strange cultish program Aum Shinrikyo from Japan, but transmitted via numerous frequencies of all things Radio Moscow. Then in 1995, he was accused of being involved in an attack with sarin gas on a Japanese subway, killing several people. He was convicted in 2004, but not until July 6, 2018, was he finally executed. A rare death penalty case, I think, in Japan. ABC News in Australia was quick to report on this, and thanks to Robin Harwood for bringing it to our attention, leading to a lot more discussion and reminiscences of Shoko Asahara and Aum Shinrikyo in DX Listening Digest number 18-28 when published via worldofradio.com. Shokaze or Sea Breeze, the clandestine from Japan to North Korea about abductions, has made another of its periodic frequency changes. Ron Howard in California says on July 5th they left 6165 and moved to 7215 for the 13 to 14 UT broadcast. And fortunately, the new frequency no longer has co-channel interference from China. Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines leased out a few hours of time to other broadcasters, such as those trying to reach North Korea. Now Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says Living Water Ministry Broadcasting has not only changed frequency but moved to another site since Palawig, Philippines is no longer available. He's hearing them at 15 to 16 UT on 9470 in Korean, Tuesday through Thursday, and at 15 to 15:30 on Friday on 9470, both replacing 7280 from the Philippines. Not sure of the new site for 9470. He thinks it's either Tashkent, Uzbekistan, or Dushanbe, Tajikistan. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1938. A non-commercial service, along with our website, worldofradio.com, and our publication, DX Listening Digest. One may financially support all of this by sending a check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been keeping track of Radio Kuwait. On July 6th, he said the DRM English broadcast at 05-08 UT on 11970 had been replaced by English in the AM mode on 15529.8 between 05 and 08 UT, beamed to Western Europe 310 degrees, which, if propagation permits, and it probably will not, would also hit North America. Don't know about this in the studio. They were still announcing the old frequency 11970. In the 19-meter band, wrong band, and for the other English broadcast at 18 UT, they were announcing 15540 in the 25-meter band. They're all mixed up. As for that broadcast at 18 to 21 UT in English on 15540 DRM, I'm not sure what's become of that. I seldom see it reported, and I don't even hear the DRM noise when I tune across. However, before 18 UT, Ivo Ivanov says it too is off frequency in Urdu, 15539.8. Ron Howard reports on 7260, presumed Mongolian Radio 3, July 7th at 12:03 with pop songs, much stronger than interference from China far underneath. Also, there was a definite carrier, but no audio on 4895, which must have been Mongolia, but nothing on their other frequency, 4830. Off topic, in the medium wave circle, a report of transatlantic DX on the FM band, reported by Paul Logan in Northern Ireland. CBC Radio 1 heard on 88.5 at 2135 UT, July 8th. He was alerted by 6-meter propagation maps that this opening might be possible. He says this is the fourth North American opening noted here since 2003, but they are few and far between. Last one in 2009. Since 2010, I've heard Puerto Rico twice. It's very odd hearing the CBC fitting up over RTE in Ireland. Well, there are 388.5s in eastern Canada. The most likely one is CBC Radio 1 in St. John's, Newfoundland, a nested repeater for medium wave CBN 640, but it's only a little over 3 kilowatts. There's another more powerful one in Montreal and a lower powered one on the Gaspé. I think that it is most likely St. John's. The distance is almost 2,000 miles, which means it's easily double-hop sporadic E, over what is about the shortest transatlantic path possible, Newfoundland to Ireland. Via News Hub New Zealand and CIDX Messenger, the radio station that will put you to sleep deliberately. A man in Te Aroha has created the world's only radio station to help insomniacs nod off. And he's been inundated with work from composers who've created music to fall asleep to. The idea for sleep radio came to John Watson after he became depressed, after suffering from insomnia. His counselor suggested ambient music radio, which seemed to work to a point, but then it would be interrupted by commercials. So he started his own instrumental only, no voices, all downbeat, radio station, and of course, no commercials. Sleep radio. He's put it at the center of the ambient music world. It seems to be gaining in popularity, and as you might have guessed, it's not really a radio station. It's a webcast, which you can also get via an app. It's at www.sleepradio.co.nz. I haven't mentioned station YHWH lately, the Antichrist pirate in North America, but it's still being reported at least by Rick Barton in Arizona, always on 7470. He logged the usual personality in the monologue July 3rd at 0400 past 0430, but off by 445. Also on July 6th, in progress at TuneIn 0300. It was clear he had recycled programming at 0430. Signal dropped at 451 and gone by 453, maybe because of transmitter trouble. And also on July 8th, in progress at TuneIn 0320. The usual message, Yahweh or the Highway monologue. But it was hit by OTH radar bursts at 358, off suddenly at 0400. Besides Bougainville, Ron Howard in California also monitors the only other PNG shortwave station left, NBC Madang, Maus Barongaramut on 3260. He was listening to both of them July 5th. This one ran from 0941 until off at 1211. He says there continues to be a marked improvement in its reception, not just a result of propagation. Also on July 6th, above the norm reception at 1048, news on the hour, and cut off in mid-song at 1222. And July 7th, it cut off at 1202. There's no news on the weekend at 1200. The big DX news this week is the apparent appearance of a new tropical band shortwave station in Peru on 4920. First reported July 4th by Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, Brazil. They were playing nothing but Andean and salsa music at 0144 UT. He listened again on July 5th, and since then, and never hearing any announcements. He was still hearing them as late as 14 UT, which is 11 a.m. his local time, so it couldn't be too far away. Argentine DXer Marcos Rodriguez found a website, www.dawnbible.com, claiming that they have broadcasts called Radio Internacional Ecos del Alba, ALBA, call sign OAZ-9A on 4920 kilohertz. It's a gospel station, Claudio Galas says, but they could still be playing a variety of Peruvian music. Of course, I look forward as soon as possible, and July 7th from 0122 past 0201, I detected a just barely audible carrier on 4920.761. Could that be it? They were not reporting a precise frequency from South America. Yes, that was agreed to by Brian Clark, monitoring from the New Zealand coast. July 7th from 0410, he put it on 4920.78 with nonstop Latin American vocals. Still going past 0635, so may well be running all night. July 10th at 0608 to 645, Manuel Menes in Spain was hearing it via remote receiver in Brazil on 4920.79, but still no IDs. Henry Clements forwards some more info from the Peruvian DXer, Pedro F. Arunatigi, who says it's located in Santiago de Chuco, but no station name has been announced on the air. However, note the WRTH lists the station in that town on the adjacent frequency 4910 OAW2H. The reactivated Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil reports the clandestine for Somalia, Radio Ergo, ERGO, July 8th at 1241 to 1251 on 17845 via transmitter in the UAE. There was a studio interview in progress, an ID at 1258. It's scheduled daily between 12 and 13 UT. From Bridport News via Medium Wave News, some shortwave news headlined Former BBC Transmitter Site for Sale. It helped BBC broadcast across Europe. Now the vast site of the former station in West Dorset countryside is set for a new lease on life. The Rampisham Down site, which extends to more than 180 acres, is on the market with a guide price of 2.5 megapounds. Includes commercial land, a huge area for grazing, which could be used for a recreational business. It was designated a site of special scientific interest in 2014 for its special grassland and heathland habitats. All but one of the original radio towers, broadcasting BBC to Europe until it was decommissioned in 2011, have been removed. The remaining tower has become a nesting platform for peregrine falcons. From shortwave radiogram via Roger, on July 12th, starting at midnight 1 UT, the Maritime Radio Historical Society will be on the air in CW with its annual Night of Nights, the anniversary of the last commercial Morse message in the U.S. transmitted in 1999. Those are stations on the California coast, as I mentioned last week, however. There's a possibility they might not be able to fulfill their regular schedule due to the threat of wildfires. For the latest details, check their website, www.radiomarine.org. These are stations KPH, KFS, and ham station K6, KPH. Mike Cooper in Atlanta has kept trying to find out the fate of New York Radio. The Flight Weather Volmet broadcasts, which disappeared suddenly last year, supposedly temporarily. He says, I contacted the FAA about the status of New York Volmet, and on July 10th received this reply. The New York area Volmet broadcast is scheduled to be decommissioned and will not return to service. Volmets are not cost-effective to maintain and no longer widely used. Via David Cole in Oklahoma, an obituary from the Washington Post for Richard W. Richter, the founding president of Radio Free Asia. He has died at the age of 88. It appeared in the July 7th issue. Also via Mike Cooper. This week's Missing World of Radio broadcast, UT Sunday 0200 on WRMI 7780. I could barely hear it, but it was not me. Someone else was speaking. Not sure if this is a permanent change. The number 3 transmitter of WTWW has continued to appear sporadically, both day and night, off frequency 15809.937 variable. Sometimes it's parallel to 5085 with other programming, other times parallel to Scriptures for America on 5830 or 9475. WWRB was active on 5050 UT Sunday and Monday, July 8th and 9th, before and or after 01UT with a very strong signal. And on July 9th, I was hearing the second harmonic about 50 hertz below 10,100 kilohertz. Via WTFDA, David Gorin says he's made a Brooklyn FM pirate radio sound map. A major project of his, it's at www.pirateradiomap.com. Furthermore, an article about this in the July 9th issue of the New Yorker magazine, online, newyorker.com. Instead of a Voice of Vietnam relay in English, July 9th at 0106 on WHRI 7315, I was hearing World Harvest Radio promos. What happened? Did they lose the feed or had it been canceled? But the next night I was hearing their Voice of Vietnam Spanish relay during the previous half hour. An important notice, the original recording of this edition of World of Radio concluded with a last-minute item to the effect that Channel 292 in Germany, 6070 kHz, would be off the air until October due to a transmitter problem. It supposedly came from Rainer Ebeling of Channel 292, but Bill Telford points out this seems unlikely as he has not been notified as one of their customers, and it may have been a trolling message. I also checked the Channel 292 website and see nothing about it yet, although he does complain about another German station causing some jamming to his 1 kilowatt broadcast. From spaceweather.com via Mike Terry, the sun has been without sunspots for 8 consecutive days. The shape of things to come, the sun is rapidly plunging into a deep solar minimum. By the end of this year, spotless intervals will be measured in weeks, not days. Now, however, the propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 16 and 4 July 15th, 18 and 5 July 23rd with G1 minor storms. Solar flux 76 through July 19th, dropping to 68 by the 25th. And so concludes another World of Radio number 1938. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.